That feeling when you're like running for a train and the doors are closing
Yeah.
and your heart is practically beating out of your
Oh,
chest.
yeah, your nervous system just gets locked into this chronic state of hyperarousal.
Right. And for so many people, that panic isn't just a one-off thing. It is, well, it's basically just their Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. We are constantly flooding our bodies with stress hormones just to get out the door, and eventually we actually normalize the panic of being late.
I mean, it's wild. But that is exactly what we are dismantling today.
Welcome to today's deep dive into week one, day three of your Laws of Life workbook.
And today is really all about preparing you for that reflection on the Law One quotes, right?
Exactly. It's about helping you anchor your new time management habits. Looking at this through the lens of a psychology professor, this exercise is it's really a chance to consciously design your mindset by picking a specific phrase to act as a psychological anchor. And looking at it from a neuroscience perspective, shifting from chronic lateness to punctuality requires way more than, just downloading a new calendar app. You have to fundamentally rewire how your brain perceives time.
And social obligation, too. So let's look at the first quote option you have for today. It's from Shakespeare. Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late.
That is a pretty intense baseline. I mean, 3 hours.
I know, right? From a purely behavioral standpoint, if someone shows up to my office 3 hours early, I'm honestly hiding under my desk. Like, how is that practical?
Well, you don't take the 3 hours literally. Think of it as a metaphor for creating an exaggerated cognitive buffer.
Okay, so it's not about physically sitting in a waiting room all morning.
No, not at all. It's about building in enough margin so that you never even approach that running for the train threshold we talked about.
Ah, I get it. Because when you remove the actual threat of being late, you prevent the amygdala, the brain's alarm system, from triggering a cortisol spike.
Precisely. By adopting this mindset, you are trying to establish a completely stress-free behavioral baseline. You're basically training your brain that the calm of arriving early is the actual reward.
Right, rather than the adrenaline rush of barely making it. That makes perfect sense for internal stress reduction. But the second quote takes a totally different angle.
Yeah, it does. It's from Edward Bulwer Lytton. Punctuality is the stern virtue of men of business and the graceful courtesy of princes.
The graceful courtesy of princes. Treating time like a graceful courtesy. How
Yes.
do you read that as a neuroscientist?
It's entirely about social capital, really, and neural predictability. When you treat someone else's time as a courtesy, you are actively managing their brain's threat response.
Wait, so me being late is like an actual threat to someone else?
On a subconscious level, yes, absolutely. I mean, the human brain craves predictability.
Right, and wants to know what happens next.
Exactly. When you show up exactly when you said you would, you provide a predictable pattern. That predictability signals safety to the other person's brain, which encourages the release of oxytocin.
Oh, wow. The bonding hormone.
Yeah. So punctuality isn't just about being polite. You are physically building trust on a neurological level by proving you're a reliable, safe presence.
I really like that framing. Now, the workbook doesn't just hand you these two options and tell you to pick one. It actually pushes you to use an AI tool or, just do some research to hunt down a third deeply personal quote.
Which leverages what cognitive scientists call the generation effect.
Right. Because actively hunting for a quote requires a deeper level of cognitive processing than just passively reading one on a page.
Exactly. You're forcing your brain to evaluate, filter, and claim an idea as your own.
And this brings us to the genius of the entire system stack you're building today.
Right, taking your selected quotes plus the three main distill points from the chapter and those three mental codes you've developed.
And reviewing that entire stack 3 times a day, which honestly sounds like a lot to juggle. Why exactly 3 times a day?
Because of spaced repetition and neuroplasticity, we are trying to thicken the neural pathways associated with reliability. Every time you review this stack, morning, midday, and evening, you're firing those specific neurons.
And neurons that fire together wire
Jay
together.
got it. The spaced intervals force the brain to repeatedly retrieve the information, which physically strengthens those synaptic connections.
So you're literally building a stronger neurological bridge every time you review it. Which brings us to your action item for today. You need to physically write or type your selected quotes onto your daily practice page. Don't just think about them.
Exactly. The physical act of writing engages your motor neural pathways. By translating a thought into a physical movement, you're creating a richer, multisensory memory trace.
Which deepens your retention way better than just reading. So definitely get those quotes onto your practice page because tomorrow things get very practical.
Oh yeah, get excited for day four. You'll be tackling the SHARP formula.
Right, it's a framework we'll break down to actively identify your time management weaknesses and filter your daily decisions.
You're essentially building a new, reliable infrastructure to replace that old panic-driven baseline.
Which leaves you with this final thought for today. If the brain is a self-programming computer, what subtle hidden code are you accidentally writing every single time you hit the snooze button?